From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Aaron Nolan reports in the Times-Herald Record, the Attorney General's office says it will appeal an Ulster County judge's recent decision dismissing a murder charge against the New York State trooper accused of killing 11-year-old Monica Goods during a high-speed chase on the New York Thruway in 2020. Last week, Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds ruled there was not enough evidence to prove Trooper Christopher Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote, when he crashed his patrol car into the Dodge Journey driven by the Brooklyn girl's father. No matter the outcome of the appeal, Baldner currently faces a second-degree manslaughter charge and three counts of second-degree reckless endangerment for the Brooklyn girl's parents and sister who were in the vehicle, too. And Baldner also faces reckless endangerment charges for a different incident in 2019 when he crashed into another vehicle on the thruway, and six reduced counts of first-degree reckless endangerment related to both incidents because the state failed to prove Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote. The appeal attempts to reinstate the second-degree murder charge. And you can read the full story in the Times-Herald Record. Ted Remsnyder reports in the Daily Gazette that Ward Stone, New York's wildlife pathologist for over four decades, died February 8th at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. Stone, 84, grew up in Columbia County and is survived by six children and his longtime partner, Mary Behan. His daughter, Montana Stone, said, and I quote, "There's not many people who have been able to come from a one-room schoolhouse in Spencertown, New York, to accomplish all he did, from being a Navy corpsman in Vietnam to speaking at the United Nations and discovering diseases like West Nile," end quote. Roger Downs, the conservation director of the Sierra Club Atlantic chapter, said, and I quote, "In his position as state wildlife pathologist, Ward Stone shone a light on environmental threats long before others could notice them and gave a science-based voice to nature in times of crisis when few other state officials would listen," end quote. Stone's work with the DEC ended after a New York Inspector General's report in 2012 claimed that Stone used his workspace at the DEC's Wildlife Resource Center in Delmore as his residence and also used the agency's vehicle for his personal use. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Terramore Outdoor Resort has withdrawn its plan for a gambling resort along Route 212 in the town of Saugerties. Spokesperson Jenny McCullough said in a February 8th letter, and I quote, "After careful evaluation, it was determined that the project did not meet criteria across several key benchmarks to warrant moving forward," end quote. Kathy Nolan, senior research director for Catskill Mountain Keeper, said they opposed the project for environmental reasons, saying, and I quote, "It became apparent that what was being proposed for this site, really an outdoor resort, was not going to be sustained by the water supply, was going to damage important ecological resources, and was going to greatly reduce the quality of life," end quote. A grassroots group, Citizens Against Terramore, also formed to oppose the project. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that the Bank of Greene County is opening a new branch in East Greenbush. President and CEO Donald Gibson said, and I quote, "While we have had a significant presence for many years in the Capital Region, this will be our first branch in Rensselaer County," end quote. They hope to have the new branch open at 602 Columbia Turnpike in East Greenbush later this year. Currently, the Bank of Greene County has 21 branches and offices in Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Ulster counties. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.